In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about the 2021 algorithm for TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, not so much Facebook, but almost every other platform on social media, because I can truly tell you that we cracked the 2021 algorithm, which is super exciting. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it is me, Rachel. Thank you for listening to Social Media Secrets. I don't know, do people thank others on their podcast? I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and I hope that every time you tune in, you get that little dose of no-fluff support that you need. We always keep our episodes somewhere between 5 and 20 minutes. We keep them nice and short so that you can listen to them while you're picking up the kids, while you're cooking dinner, while you're folding laundry, or while you're sitting there waiting for a call to start. So they're nice and short, filled with actionable steps, real talk, less editing, aka no editing, which I think is kind of fun. So let's dive on in and talk about the 2021 algorithm. Now, if you have followed anyone on social media, you may have looked up tutorials on how to grow your followers, how to get more engagement, how to use X, Y, and Z in order to grow on social media. And I'm going to tell you, you probably have gotten advice such as, be consistent, give value, put out better content. Do any of those sound familiar? I remember back in, 2016, I was so badly wanting to grow my Instagram, grow on Facebook, and I was watching all the videos on YouTube. I was listening to podcast episodes, and I just felt like everyone was saying basically the same thing over and over again. It was be consistent, give value, and put out better content. And I remember that felt very, very, very fluffy. And so I'm going to let you guys know, this episode is not just about that. This episode is about tactical steps and foundational strategies that actually work. And we're going to break down what the heck they mean by that. Now, number one, be consistent. Everyone says this, and I myself am guilty of like rolling my eyes and being like, be consistent. That's easy for you to say. You have a content creation team. But when it comes to actually creating content, whether you're building a business, you're an influencer, you're managing multiple things, or you have, you know, a family and life is busy, being consistent can be really hard. So what the heck does it mean? Well, it means putting out content at a manageable pace day after day. I'm going to give you guys a few different twists on this too that are intended for real life, because I love people like Gary Vaynerchuk, but when he says create 100 pieces of content per day, part of me, like, I shudder deep down in my bones because I'm like, I can't put out 100 pieces of content today. I have a family and I'm trying to stay healthy and I sleep. Oh my gosh, in the world of entrepreneurship, it feels like you say, I actually want to sleep. I don't want to grind all the time. I want to actually get some sleep. I actually want to be able to put my feet up once in a while. So I'm going to give you some real life modifications that make all this easier. First and foremost, you do not need to put out 100 pieces of content per day to grow, okay? Let me just first and foremost put that rumor to rest. I remember hearing Gary Vaynerchuk speak live one time. I had the privilege of sharing a stage with him once, being invited to a private dinner in New York by him with a bunch of other entrepreneurs. And also, I've been at private events, heard him speak. And one of the things that he shared is that when he shares something, he multiplies it by 10. Now, he actually does that. But he says, if I tell people to show up at 100, people are going to maybe, if I'm lucky, show up at 10 or even 1. So people are going to implement at about somewhere between 1/100th to 1/10th of the level of enthusiasm that the teacher puts out there. So Does he actually follow that advice? Yes, but he knows that most people are barely going to put out 10 pieces of content per day, with many people just putting out one piece of content per day. So he ramps up that enthusiasm in order to get people to just put out like some content. So when he says put out 100 pieces of content per day, is he giving you a formula for success? Well, yeah, but that would be massive, massive, massive growth, okay? So that would be insane growth mode. The only time that we've ever put out somewhere between 5, 10, 20, 50 pieces of content per day for clients or for my own brand is when we are in massive growth mode that is not sustainable. I want to be so clear about that. Even today, I put out like, okay, how many TikToks did I put out today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11. And I'm tired. I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. I can't keep up the pace of 11 to 20 TikToks per day without being really tired. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy, or else a really big team of content creation experts, okay? So first and foremost, know that that is not necessary. The second thing I want to share with you guys, and this is a huge game changer, is know which season you're in. Are you in a season of massive growth, aka sprints, or are you in a season of marathon? And this is super important because they're not the same. The muscles and it bursts of energy and intensity that a sprinter puts out would leave them to burn out on a marathon. So while we go into massive growth modes and we sprint for certain goals, like right now I'm in a complete life sprint, which is really intense. I'm so tired. I could not maintain the pace that I'm at every single day for the long term. I really don't think it's possible. I'm going at a sprinting pace because I have certain goals that I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to attract certain opportunities. There are certain things that are right on the horizon. For example, I'm finishing writing my book. I want to hit certain milestones on certain platforms, and there are certain collaborations I have my eye on. So right now I'm sprinting, and the beautiful thing about a sprint is you do see some of the benefits for a while. But sprinting pace is not meant to go on forever without support. So if you're listening to this episode and you don't have extremely deep pockets of like venture capital or a team that's willing to put in the sweat equity, please know that sprinting is not worth it. Now, this is really, really, really helpful, okay? Ready for this? Who here is excited for some knowledge? Because this changed the game for me. You do not need to be present actively on every single social media platform all the time. I'm going to say that again in a different way. Don't spread yourself too thin. I didn't listen to that advice for a long time. And so just the other day I was on WCCO radio, which is like a Minnesota radio station. And the gal asked me, she was amazing. She said, what platforms did you work to grow on in the beginning? And I shared Instagram, Facebook groups, YouTube, Twitter, sometimes Reddit and Quora, LinkedIn. And she bust out laughing and kind of was like, oh my gosh, right? There's a reason for that reaction because it's so much to try to take on all those things. It's like the equivalent of suddenly having 5 kids at one time with one pregnancy. It's a lot of work. And the parents that have 5 kids in one pregnancy and they have all those kids at the same time, they don't sleep for like 3 to 5 years, hardly at all. They literally say, it was a blur. I don't even know what happened. There's a reason why, generally speaking, we have kids one or sometimes 2 at a time. It's because you have a kid or sometimes 2, and you have to readjust to that pace. Does that make sense? You have to readjust to the pace of one kid. And one of the things that no one tells you about having kids, and the same thing is true with social media platforms, is adding another is not just adding another. It's not just going 1 plus 1. You are now multiplying the amount of work, the amount of complication, the amount of steps in every single thing that you do. The same thing is true with social media. Adding a second platform when you are already managing one and trying to be consistent there, it is not just adding another platform. It is multiplication. So even though I show up on every single platform, I would not wish this upon most people. Most people, I say, pick one, maybe two platforms and focus there. And the reason for that is because you are learning all kinds of things. Now, if all kids were the same, could you pump out kids kind of like Duggar style and have like kid after kid after kid and have all these systems in place in the buddy system and it would be super easy? Maybe. I still think it's really hard. But the thing is, every kid is so different. Like as soon as we figured out Dakota, Delilah came along and that girl is a hurricane of energy and excitement and going 24/7. So the things that we figured out for Dakota are totally different for Delilah. And once we figured out Delilah, then Dominic came along and we thought, okay, we've already had two high intensity children. I'm sure this is going to be the easy kid, the chill kid, the quiet kid. Nope. Nope. We got a competitive, wild, stubborn little child. And he is such a great caboose on this family because he makes sure he is not forgotten. So each and every kid is completely different. What worked for one may not work for another. The same thing is true with social media. And that's why you want to be careful about expansion. Now, I'm a big fan of showing up daily on each platform. And that's why I recommend picking platforms where you can create content easily, such as Instagram, such as TikTok, such as maybe a Facebook group. But the thing that you have to keep in mind is that until you have one platform growing consistently and you really have it down, adding another is going to multiply your work. It's going to be very challenging. A lot of people spread myths and rumors about content repurposing and just take all of your content from this platform and just throw it up on this other platform. And I'm like, no, that would be like me treating Delilah like she is Dakota 2.0. The stuff that works for Dakota doesn't work for Delilah. They're very different. We can't even buy the same outfit twice for them. Hand-me-downs from Dakota don't work for Delilah. She will not wear them because Dakota likes more neutral colors. Delilah likes bright and pink and sparkly. The same thing is true with social media. Now, the thing that I really want to be clear about is you can focus on one platform at a time and get traction going. But the grind of day to day is not to be the same pace as growth. So when I talk about growth mode, for example, we're in growth mode on TikTok right now, which is why I pushed out 11 TikToks just on my personal profile today. I wouldn't do that every day. I would burn out. Right now we're in growth mode on Instagram, and I'll be honest with you, we're putting out 3 to 5 pieces of grid content per day because we are in massive growth mode. This is a sprint. In order to make that sustainable on Instagram, with me also producing consistent podcasts, consistent emails, consistent content for all our groups, and 3 to 7 YouTube videos per week, I had to bring in reinforcements. Not only did we hire this amazing artist named Nia, she's a digital artist. I freaking love her. She's creating content. The second cool part about this is I brought in Nicole to support me with creating content, consistently putting out content. So just remember that growth mode cannot be across multiple platforms unless, of course, you don't have a life outside of creating content. Oh my gosh. If all I did was create content and I didn't have kids and I didn't run businesses and I didn't write a book right now and I wasn't training for a marathon, you bet your bottom dollar I could create all of the content for every single platform for growth mode. In this current life, it's just not going to happen without support. So that's why I recommend picking one platform at a time and focusing on that before you diversify into other platforms. So that's what I mean by being consistent. Maybe start with once a day. Maybe, and this is going to be the best advice here so far in case you didn't already love this advice, focus on growing on one platform first. So dive into my YouTube videos. If you haven't done so, I release literally 3 to 7 YouTube videos per week, all the time. We're pushing out free tutorials with no ads. We don't monetize them because I just want to give it to people totally for free to support them in building their businesses. So what I recommend is pick a platform and say, you know what? For the next 3 months, I'm going to focus on growth. I'm going to go into growth mode on Instagram or on TikTok. Just pick one platform and grow there. Once you have consistent growth happening, something really powerful happens. There's a snowball that can occur. You can snowball followers. You can cross-pollinate from one platform to the next. And there is a tipping point. So for example, we totaled up our numbers. I got to pull this up one more time because every time I say this, I'm like, wait, is this like for real? It still kind of blows my mind a little bit. And this is not to brag, but rather to show you what's possible. From July of 2019, we had a combined total of 355,000 followers. And then in just September, just two months later, September of 2019, we had 563,000 followers across all of our platforms. In May of 2020, we had 811,000 followers combined. But then ready for this? This is where the game changer happens. We started to really focus on growth on several platforms, like big time, intense, sprint-like focus. January of 2020, we had just about 1 million combined followers. Might have been 1.2 million. Today, we're at almost 2 million combined followers across all social media platforms plus my email list. That's pretty crazy. So that's what happens when you really focus on being consistent on one, maybe two platforms. But don't try to be consistent on every single platform or you will burn out. And I'm telling you this directly from experience, from someone who's consistently tried to grow for years on end on lots of platforms and ended up being like, oh my gosh, I don't even like this anymore. Do I even believe in what I'm creating? So amazing snowballs, tipping points occur, but they occur so much later than we think. We think like if I snowball for 30 or 60 days or rather sprint for 30 to 60 days, that then you can experience that tipping point. I'm going to be honest with you. The tipping point has occurred years later than I expected it, meaning consistency is a lot more than just showing up. It's intentional action steps every single day and then doing little sprints from here, from here to now to then to what I'm trying. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. The point is add in an occasional sprint for growth. And if you want to start somewhere, TikTok's a pretty easy place to grow comparatively. Start with following my tutorials on YouTube. Do those for growth. Instagram with the game changer of Reels is fairly simple to grow. Those are two platforms that you could use to grow, but focus on one at a time and really focus there before you start to add on another, just like you wouldn't want to have three kids overnight or else your life is going to look really different. The next thing I want to share is people oftentimes say, give value, and it sounds like the fluffiest thing in the entire world, right? Has anyone ever heard that and you like rolled your eyes and you were like, what does that even mean? Right? To give value. This is the way that I look at it. I think about all of the questions that people ask me. And even as I'm recording this podcast, like someone asked a really great question. They asked, I'm dyslexic and it takes me a month to read a book. Any advice? Now, a lot of people have that same question about reading. They say like, it takes me a long time to read. What do you suggest for me? So if I look at that question and I say, what are 3 to 5 tips that I could share or strategies that I've implemented over the years that have helped me to read faster, absorb more content, and actually retain that knowledge? And putting those together with an open palm, meaning I am serving without expecting anything in return. By serving people deeply, answering the questions that they have with true value, some powerful things can happen. That's what it means to give value. Now, in case you're like, well, people don't ask me questions. That's okay. We all start there, right? For sure. Go to answerthepublic.com. You get one free search every 24 to 48 hours, so be careful. Don't use it up until you know what you want to do. Look at answerthepublic.com. Enter your niche, your keywords, the topic that you want to talk about. You could look up a new topic every couple of days, right? Every 24 to 48 hours for free. And what Answer the Public does is it tells you all of the top most asked questions to Google about that topic, and you can download them as a CSV. You do a couple of those every couple of days, and within a month, you could have hundreds of ideas for the types of questions people are asking that you can give value on. Now, this is really important because just by following this process, we have been able to create content that serves millions of people. Instead of me trying to guess what people want to know, I look for the questions that come up all the time, and I say, instead of answering it with like, just do your best, like, what if I actually go really deep into the tactics and strategies that actually get results? And this is kind of crazy. I'm going to pull it up right now. If you look at my YouTube channel, this always blows my mind, and you look at the most popular videos of all time, ready for it? How to edit a TikTok video 2021, how to get verified on TikTok, how to go live on TikTok, how to add a link to TikTok, how to get 1,000 followers and likes fast on TikTok. This is how much TikTok paid me for my 6 million viewed video. How to trim, cut, or slice a TikTok video. Reposting videos on TikTok. How to get on the For You page on TikTok. How to get TikTok famous in 24 hours. Most of these are just answers to the questions that people have. And I share anywhere from 3 to 10 rock solid strategies and tips in every single one of these videos. That's what I mean by value. Value means like digging deep and sharing something that can actually create a transformation for somebody. Woo, it's intense, right? Okay, let's get to the third part because this is the one that I see the most confusion about. I get like a little frustrated about this when I see people saying like, you need to up-level your work. And when people, experts say, you need to get a fancier camera, or you need to take better photos, or can you make your life look fancier? Or like, I see those in different ways, drives me crazy. Crazy. To this day, I don't think any of my professional photo shoot photos have gone viral ever. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. There's this like part of me, and I think there's a part of all of us that's like, what if I post a photo of myself looking all hot and it goes viral? Man, wouldn't that like be so validating? And like, wouldn't I feel like just a total, you know, bombshell? Like, wouldn't that be so great? Doesn't happen, okay? So there's that beautiful, like, humbling aspect to social media. Now, there is 0.01% of the social media using population who can post photos of themselves looking good and grow. And then there's the rest of us, me included. I have never posted a photo of myself looking good or looking fancy or looking what I think is hot, and it's gone viral or grown me by followers. Doesn't happen. Because the truth is, you guys, it doesn't matter how fancy your pictures are. It doesn't matter how awesome your backgrounds are. It doesn't matter how beautiful you look. That's only one game that you can play on social media. I would rather play the long game and not focus as much on how I look or don't look or whatever. I would rather focus on showing up and giving candid photos and sharing the behind the scenes. But here's how you can take it to the next level. Sharing content that isn't about you at all. This was huge for us in our business. I started showcasing and sharing content that was about my audience, what they're going through, their experience. What is it that they want to share to their Instagram story that says, she understands me. She gets what I'm thinking about, what I'm stressing about, what makes me happy. That is next level content. The next time you hear someone say, if you want to grow on Instagram, you need to get professional photos. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a supermodel. Not by a long stretch. It's just not going to happen. I would rather focus on being potentially a role model and encouraging people and sharing something that helps people maybe feel a little less alone. I would rather pave the way for my kids to help share content that encourages love and kindness and acceptance. So switching from creating content that's about me to creating content that's for my audience that they can share means that we create a lot more of our content in Canva real fast, really fast. In 5 minutes, I can create 3 to 5 quotes. And I've got my little templates down and I just create them real fast, but my heart is in them. And that content gets shared, can sometimes go viral, can reach people, impact people. That is what is meant by next level content. I hope this episode has served you. By the way, I actually put together an ultimate social media marketing bundle. If you want to grab that bundle, it's totally free. And I share some strategies that are very different than what other people share. That includes my $1 million social media content strategy. And this is the one that most people refuse to follow because it's just so different than what everyone else says. Number 2, the best platforms for your business. And number 3, the best times to post on social media. Head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you can grab my ultimate social media marketing bundle. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.